Welcome to the Kip Commando Show podcast, and thanks for being a Commando community member. Here's our one for the weekend of February 27th, 2021.
Do you remember going to McDonald's? And then many, many moons ago, they used to have this thing called straws. Yes, right. And they would, you'd go get a drink, and then you'd go over, and you'd get the lid, and then you'd get a straw. And the straw was in a paper wrapper. And I bet you grabbed more straws than you need, and then you ended up throwing them away. And now you should totally regret that, because the straws are long gone because of environmental concerns. But if you have some laying around, get this. They are selling on eBay for these crazy amounts. There's a listing for 6 McDonald's straws still in the paper. Okay, just guess how much. I'm going to tell you. $4,000 for 6 straws. I said $4,000, collectible, so it seems. Now, it reminds me what happened to me. I was in a McDonald's, and I saw this elderly couple. So I went up to them. I said, listen, I noticed that you only have one meal between you. If you'd like, I'd get another one for you. It's like, no trouble. And the woman looked at me and she said, you know, you're so kind, but in our marriage, my husband and I, we share everything as we have for the last 52 years, and there's certainly enough food for both of us. And a few minutes later, I noticed that now the elderly man was eating while the wife sat in silence. And I said, well, you know what? Let me just get you a meal because it made me feel like so much better. And the woman said, no, really, honey, it's fine. I'm waiting for my turn with the dentures. I promise they get better. Don't leave me now. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, it's just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life. We talk about all the gadgets and gizmos, making money, saving money. What's left of your privacy online, and of course, security and all the data breaches. It's called the Kim Commando Show because, after all, I'm America's beloved digital goddess, Kim Commando, here with you once again.
We're not worthy. We're not worthy.
That's right. Hey, listen, you can find us on 400 top stations from coast to coast and around the globe on American Forces Network Radio. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open. I'm sure you have at least, 12 questions about something digital. And that number's 1-888-825-5254. And I trust T-Mobile's network to keep me covered, and you should too. Their advanced network now goes farther than ever before. Check out the coverage in your area at T-Mobile.com/coverage. That's T-Mobile.com/coverage. And I'd also like to thank Epson for helping to make this show possible. Does your printer have enough ink for another year of work reports and tax forms? Well, if you print a lot or you wish you could print a lot without worrying about running out of ink, it's really important that you have the right printer. Epson is totally changing the game with their cartridge-free EcoTank printers that have these super-sized, easy-to-filling tanks, and they come with this ridiculous amount of ink, enough to print thousands of pages. And if you're like me, yeah, you've tried rationing your printer, you save yourself from replacing those ink cartridges. But here's the deal. You can stop buying expensive ink cartridges and save yourself the frustration of ever replacing ink cartridges again. You see, with the Epson EcoTank, you don't have to worry about running out of ink. Now you can print all your business documents, your reports, your tax forms, and you know your task list, and you can do everything in color. I just love mine. It saved me so much money and time. So kiss those expensive cartridges goodbye. EcoTank makes it easy, so make the switch today. Add EcoTank to your online shopping list so you can just fill and chill. Epson EcoTank printers available at Best Buy, Office Depot, Staples, and at Epson.com/EcoTankKim. All right, let's start with 5 things that you need to know. I mean, every single day I go out on all the tech sites, the news sites, the blogs. I go to MIT research reports and white papers just so that this way you can stay up to date. And we're going to start the news with an amazing story about a niche gaming website that suddenly exploded with all these users, millions of users around the world. Are you ready? Chess.com. You're like, chess? What? It's not like some shoot 'em up video game or anything like that. I mean, who could foresee that a 1,500-year-old medieval board game with a relatively small group of devoted followers could suddenly become the top game on the internet? Even now, while I speak, there are probably, 450,000 people playing a game of chess over at chess.com. Now, you can also watch master and grandmaster chess players compete on mind-boggling levels, the streaming video. And just over the past few days, you ought to tell the kids this, chess has passed Fortnite as the most watched game. Wow. Now, the beginnings of chess trace back to 520. But the website was founded about 14 years ago. It kind of moped along with just, you know, steady cadre players. But then when Netflix released the series, The Queen's Gambit, which if you haven't seen it, chess.com exploded. The website now has 57 million members. Okay, get this. Paying $100 a year. Wow. Hit commando.com. We have 5 insider secrets to using chess.com you don't want to miss. And here's a tip. If you forget the rules of chess, you can look online. You are allowed to check. All right, number 2, Gmail loves your data. That's right. Now you can see exactly what Gmail digs into if you have an iPhone. iOS 14 brought all kinds of privacy upgrades, including requirement that developers add this nutrition label of sorts in the app so you can see all the types of data that collects. Now, even though the update rolled out a couple of months ago, Google finally got around to airing this label. And what do you think Google collects on your iPhone if you're using Gmail? Anyone? Yes, everything. When you use Gmail on your iPhone, it collects your exact location, all your contacts, including their names, numbers, addresses, grabs your search history, your searches, purchases, including all the ads that you see and watch. If you watch any videos over at Google on YouTube, guess what? That data is added to the list too. Bottom line, everything Google collects, it uses to sell better targeted ads to you, which brings in, yes, more money for them. And you might be saying, is this even legal? Yeah. But now you know exactly what they can track when you're using iPhone. And remember that Google's also behind Android. So if this type of tracking is happening on iOS, it's probably happening on Android too. So you can ask the magic 8-ball why you should keep Gmail on your phone and you'll get the obvious response. Outlook, not so good. All right. Number 3, you're about to see a lot more ads about Facebook. That's right. Facebook's not all excited about all these nutrition labels and what's going on over at Apple, and they call it the app tracking transparency feature. So they're going to try to sway your opinions about ads with a new spin. What you're going to start seeing are ads in mainstream media, TV, radio, billboards, wherever you go. And it's called the Good Ideas Deserve to Be Found campaign. The message, it's all about how great Facebook is for small business. That's right. Facebook is going to highlight small businesses that use its platform, about how personalized ads just help those businesses. And Facebook is trying to help humanity. What a bunch of crock. Facebook could end up losing money and access to a lot of user data. But since Facebook claims ownership of everything you post on their website, I think that we should do something. We should all start uploading our bills to Facebook. Number 4, we are tired of Zoom calls. That's right. Researchers now over at Stanford say we are all suffering from Zoom fatigue. For example, you're probably getting tired of looking at your own face, so you can hide self-view if you are in a little bit of Zoom fatigue. Video calls also reduce how much we walk around, so you might want to start moving to be more cognitive. Another consequence, missing out on all the nonverbal cues. So what you want to do is start looking at somebody, even on a Zoom call, start picking up some nonverbal cues if you can. And the 4th consequence leading to Zoom fatigue is excessive close-up eye contact with others. So faces are really, really big, in other words. So think about all this next time you have a video meeting with a coworker. The Stanford research also says that when someone's face is also that close to you, our brains change. Our brains interpret it as an intense situation that will either lead to mating or to conflict. That would be an awkward conversation with HR either way. And finally, Alexa's mix-ups aren't always annoying. Sometimes they can be fun. You know, when you're asking Alexa a simple question, she comes back and she gives you just some off-the-wall answer. Well, sometimes it can be funny. What such moment was captured on video through a baby monitor and since gone viral? It all started when a 2-year-old boy tried to use Alexa to get his parents' attention. Here, take a listen.
Alexa, are you done? What should I ask? Daddy.
Okay, so if you have trouble understanding that, this little boy in a crib on the baby monitor says, Alexa, I want daddy. And then Alexa comes back and says, adding daddy to the shopping cart. Okay. But think about everything that must go around this kid's house and what he sees. Right. So the obvious listen would be, you know, the question would be like, I wonder if you know, daddy qualifies for two-day prime shipping. But I did hear that Alexa's thinking about getting into politics. She's going to be running for Speaker of the House. All right, still to come this hour, we have our digital life hacks tip. Oh, this is so fun. You're going to love it. 20 tech things that you can get for free that you shouldn't be paying for. You don't want to miss that. And of course, we have all of your phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Okay, so you have all the security going on in your computer, right? You've got your antivirus software, and you've got your firewall and your router, and you're trying to think, make sure everything is locked down. But have you ever really checked? Have you ever really checked to see if it's working? You just trust that it's working, but have you ever really checked? It's like thinking that your health is all going great, fine, and dandy, and then suddenly you go to the doctor and you're like, cholesterol's a little high, blood pressure might be a little high. So coming up in just a few moments, we're going to talk about how you can do a quick check to make sure that that firewall is working in your computer. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is open at 1-888-825-5254. And just a quick reminder is that if you ever have a question about something digital that I can lend a hand to, it's really simple. Just go to the bottom of the webpage over at komando.com. At any single page, there's a link that says contact us and then send me an email. I read every single email and I use those emails as content for here on the show and also for content in our tips, which, by the way, if you're not getting our newsletters, you are totally missing out. We send out like 30 million every month. Where have you been? Go to komando.com/subscribe. And how about we get this hour started with Lynn in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Hello there, Lynn. Glad to have you with us today.
I'm excited. Yes, I'm excited. I am excited to be talking to you today.
Oh, you got it. Well, that's pretty sweet of you to say.
We hear you on Saturday afternoons on KRDO, and so I listen in whenever I get the chance. I think it's really cool that people have someone like you that they can reach out to and get help. Not everybody is digitally enhanced, or whatever you want to say that. So I think it's just really cool that you're there.
Well, thank you. I mean, you know, I would say the majority of people are not digitally adept. And, you know, and I think where our niche comes into play is that, you know, you can Google things, right? I mean, and you can get answers, but you don't know if those answers are really correct. You don't know who's really behind the answer. And that's where we come into play to kind of, you know, go through the weeds, so to speak. So what's on your mind? And thank you for all your kind words, Lynn.
So I have been tasked, requested to provide a capability for a women's group at church. They want to be able to record a women's conference. And because of COVID, not everybody feels comfortable in coming into the building. So they have asked me to be able to record the video and then put it up online someplace so that the other women could watch it.
Sure.
When they can. We're also thinking about using this to be able to do like church training videos and so on. I've dabbled a lot in digital stuff. But it's an area that I haven't delved deeply into.
Okay, so tell me, what kind of setup do you have right now?
So right now I've got a PTZ, a point tilt and zoom camera mm-hmm. that is mounted in the back in the corner of the room that gives me a good shot of the podium where people are. And that feed is an S-video feed that comes back into closet, my little office where I've got some stuff set up.
Okay.
I've also got building sound that comes back as a 1/8-inch stereo jack.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's good enough. It kind of gives me a whole picture about what's going on. But isn't it amazing that we are now able to do this type of operation from a community church, right? Just using off the shelf components. I mean, many years ago, many being 5+, is that we'd be sitting there going, oh, well, you know, Lynn, this is going to be a lot of work and a lot of money. Now it's not so much.
Ten years ago, when I first set up this capability, it took hours to set it up.
Yeah.
And now I sit down and do some you know, we normally webcast certain meetings during the year, but I don't have the ability to store, record it, and then make it available.
Okay, well, here's what you're going to do. Is that there's a piece of software, and the good news is that it's free and it's open source. I've talked about it here on the show before. It's called OBS, Open Broadcaster Software, okay? And what it allows you to do is record certain videos, and it works with live streaming, so you can stream to YouTube and Twitch or these other providers that you want. It also allows you to capture the network's streams. You can also do screen records, and you can also get the audio if it's actually being piped into audio in on the laptop. And if the camera has HDMI out, you can also use an HDMI capture card through the USB port. There's, you know, without getting overly technical, this is really simple stuff to do. And then once you configure this OBS software, is that the simplest place for anybody, if you have any type of video that you're trying to make readily accessible to folks within your communities, is that you use YouTube. Okay. It's right there. You set up a channel, you can set up a private channel, and or you can set up a public channel. And what's nice about these private videos is that if somebody doesn't have the address, that they can't see it. So you can keep some of this private. Lynn, what I'm going to do is give you some actual addresses and some links for you to check out. And so look for those in your email. For everybody else, I'm going to publish those links over at the Commando community. So if you go to commando.com/community, there's the Q&A forum. And inside the Q&A forum, there's a folder called Show Questions. And then that's where we'll be posting some of those answers. Lynn, thanks for your call. Stay right where you are. We have more of your calls coming up. All right, a couple of things I need to pass along, first of which is that I want you to make sure that your firewall is working. Your router has thousands of ports that let different kinds of information pass through the network and the internet. But if hackers find an exposed networking port on your computer, they can just jump right into the game. And that's where your firewall comes in. It keeps the hackers out. But how do you know it's really, truly doing its job? How do you know it's working? How do you know somebody hasn't already gotten in there and then futzed with all the settings? Futzed being the technical term, by the way. You can head over to commando.com. We have details on a free tool that allows you to make sure that your firewall is working. And also, for every smart speaker and TV listening to us, you have yet another connected gadget, right? The good news is that you can keep big tech from listening in on many situations by simply tricking the device's microphones. So take something that has a 3.5 millimeter headphone jack, pretty standard stuff. When you plug in a headset, your phone, tablet, computer's mic is totally disabled in favor of the external mic. And the only way to shut off your gadget's mic is to plug another one in. We've got the solution. It's like a little bit of a MacGyver tip, but you're going to put in a mic lock microphone blocker. We've got links to all of that. And they're cheaper than you think over at commando.com. Now, a lot of people like this tip on our site about using the mic so that big tech couldn't listen, that you just kind of block that mic. And for all of that, I want to say thanks for the feedback. Russell in Independence, Iowa. Hello there, Russell.
Hi, Kim. I'm glad to talk to you.
Oh, my pleasure.
I listen to you out here in Iowa on Saturday mornings for the 3 hours a day.
Oh, well, thank you for that. Thank you.
But I'm not anywhere close to being a computer whiz. And my wife did all the computer stuff, and she passed away in April.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I've got all the trinkets and the gadgets and the glass works and stuff that she collected over the 35 years that we were married. And I've been told that I should go to like a silent auction or do something like that on the internet and have it set up like a PayPal account. And I don't know if that's the best way to go to get rid of some of her stuff or not.
Well, you know, Russell, there's a lot of different ways that you can do this. Probably the easiest and the best way, and the way that most people are doing, is that they're using eBay, because eBay allows you to set a fixed price or you can auction off an item. And you'll see that many figurines, whether it's anything from Yadro to Precious Moments to Hummels, whatever somebody may be collecting, is that you can actually see what they're selling for. And then you can set up kind of like your own shop, because it sounds like you have a lot of stuff, right? And the good news is that eBay offers a lot of tutorials about how to do this. And so you can, you know, you have to take pictures, you have to describe it, you have to talk about what kind of condition it is, and you always want to, you know, be totally honest, because what happens is that,
right,
you know, people are going to rate you, and we don't want you to get bad ratings. And it's very right. time, it's very time consuming. I don't want you to think this is something that you're going to be like, oh yeah, this is going to be really, you know, good and done. The thing that you don't want to do is just head over to Craigslist, because I don't want you to get ripped off. And there's a lot of scams and things that are going on there. There are a couple of other websites that you might want to look at for valuation purposes, because the values on eBay tend to be a little bit lower. One is called Ruby Lane, and you might want to actually list some products over there as well. You have to have at least 10 items posted at all times. The items have to be at least 20 years old and $5 or more, so they put some requirements on that. And then there's also something called the TIAS. It's stands for the Internet Antique Store. And so you can probably get some valuations for some of the things along the way on those particular sites as well. So the bottom line here is that you, a couple of steps, you want to, number one, do a complete inventory of everything that you have. We've got some links to some inventory collectible software on the website. And matter of fact, let me put a list of those together for you as well. And then after you do the collectibles, sometimes these will actually even go out onto eBay and tell you what it's worth. So you have some type of format of what exactly this collection is that you have. And then you can see what the value is, what you're willing to take for it. You set up your store on eBay, you set up a PayPal account. And then, as I mentioned, you become a really diligent seller, because it's really easy for somebody to leave bad ratings. Very often do people leave great ratings. And then, of course, those other websites that I mentioned, Ruby Lane and the Internet Antique Store. And we'll post links to these all over at commando.com and inside the Q&A forum inside the community. And Russell, thank you so much for your call today. And also for listening every single weekend. You know, really, really means a lot, because without the local support of our radio stations is that, you know, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. And so we really appreciate each and every one of you that have become regular listeners over the years. And it's always a good idea to reach out to your local radio station and just say, hey, thanks for airing the Kim Komando Show. Because these program directors, they've got a lot of different options when it comes to deciding what programs they're going to be putting on their airwaves. And when they hear from good people like you that you appreciate the programming, especially the Kim Komando Show, it can really make a difference. Let's go ahead and do our digital life hack. And this week is brought to you by ExpressVPN. You know what's not fair? Netflix hides thousands of shows and movies from you based on your location and then has the nerve to increase the price on you. That's right. They've just raised their prices once again. Make sure you're getting your full money's worth by using ExpressVPN like I do. You can see what's on Netflix in your country, but also in other countries, because what Netflix airs here in the United States is completely different from someone in the UK or Japan has on their Netflix account. But using ExpressVPN, I can control which country I want Netflix to think that I'm located. ExpressVPN has over 90 countries to choose from, so every time I run out of stuff to watch, I just switch to another country to unlock new shows. And here's the best part. You can use ExpressVPN to unlock shows on other streaming services, too. So stop paying full price for streaming services and only getting access to a fraction of their content. I want you to get your money's worth at expressvpn.com/Kim. And don't forget, you have to use a special link to get 3 extra months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/Kim. That's expressvpn.com/Kim. All right, this week's digital life hacks. Oh, we had so much fun putting together, and I bet you this is something that you're going to want to pass along to your family members and friends. We put together a list of 20 things that you can get for free that you should not be paying for. Like, for example, number one, free ebooks. That's right. I know that you can go to Barnes & Noble or even Amazon, and you can see how expensive these books can be, but you can get free ebooks for a website called Open Library. We're going to tell you more about that on the site. Number two is you can take college-level classes. That's right, a year of Harvard University, $70,000. You don't have to do that. We put together links of all these different colleges where you can take some great classes. You can freeze your credit for free. That's number three. Number four, don't pay for Photoshop until you check out this list, because we have high-quality photo editing software for beginners and intermediates and also these experts absolutely for free. And number five is free video editing software. And I'll tell you more about how you can use a program called like DaVinci Resolve 16. Number six is word processing software. If you're struggling with paying for Microsoft Office, you don't have to. There's a free version called LibreOffice. What about streaming music? Yeah, free music. We like that. Anything from YouTube Music to Pandora. Number eight is you can also set up a second phone number. It's a must-have for anybody who's sick of robocalls. It's kind of like a burner number. You can bank online. You can get free smoke detectors. I don't know if you know that, from the Red Cross. Number 11 is we have the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. It's a free tool that estimates your monthly Social Security benefits and offers specific retirement planning specifications. Yoga classes, free movies, free streaming, free audiobooks, free credit scores, free counseling, free resume writing help. You get the gist. Just all kinds of great things. You ought to just check out the entire list. Because it's radio, I can't go through every single one in detail, but I can do that for you on the website. So head over to komando.com, and once you're there, hit the link that says Kim's Show. All right, still to come, a trending scam I need to tell you about on Facebook. It's tricked at least 500,000 people. I don't want you to be the next victim, so stay right where you are. Hey, free email services come with a price. Your privacy. Don't trust big tech with your data. Go to startmail.com/Kim. You're going to get a 7-day free trial and 50% off your first year. This is great. That's start with a letter T, startmail.com/Kim. You heard me talk about the Q&A forum over at the community. And what's great is we have our IT genius team commando, John, on board, on mark, on target. Like, for example, I had a question from Barry W. He said, guy says he developed his own Excel spreadsheet to manage his passwords. He wants to review several classes. What's the general approach? So John goes in and goes, hey, listen, here's what you want to do. Okay, you want to keep an offline passline manager. You want to use a USB drive, use the key pass for web-based, suggest LastPass with a security key from Yubico. Yeah, just right there. How about Arlen? He says he's using Comcast for Hotmail. He's going to be moving. He wants to get away from Comcast Mail, and he wants to know how to use. He can use Start Mail step-by-step instructions. IMAP. You know what IMAP is? No, it has nothing to do with your iPhone. John explains it all, again, over inside the Commando community. So if you ever have a Q&A question, you need help pronto, what you do is go over to commando.com/community and hit the Q&A forum, leave your question for us there. And if you're not already a member, super easy to do. You get a 30-day free trial over at getkim.com. Once again, that's getkim.com. Charles in Greenville, South Carolina. Hi, Charles.
Hi, Kim. Pleasure to talk to you again.
Thank you. Now, Charles, we spoke, what, a week or two ago?
Yes, correct.
Got it.
Just the back. Do you want me to say the background?
Yeah, just in case we have some new listeners. I know who you are, but there may be some people who are just tuning in.
I gotcha. Okay. Well, I'm 46 years old. I was recently given a pretty rough prognosis of cancer. They told me I have maybe 2 or 3 years. That's like I said, it is what it is. And I'm taking it with a sense of humor. I have a positive attitude. I got a lot of family support. So I appreciate all that. And I had asked you, I want to start making videos for my 4-year-old son. He's soon to be 5. I wanted to start making videos for my son. And you had advised that I get a, I guess it's not a selfie stick, but it's a stand and it has a light.
Yeah, makes it easy. This way you don't have to, You don't have to manage a whole bunch of things like trying to hold something while you're trying to have a conversation with your son.
Yes. And so I got one of those. I actually got a mic too.
Good.
And it sounds good. It sounds a little bit better with my mic. I mean, my phone does a pretty good job, but it sounds a little bit better with my mic. And I made my first video. It's pretty awesome. It is what it is. I mean, I just think it's pretty cool. But now I'm kind of stuck on content. I don't even know where to begin. I'm so overwhelmed. I mean, There's so much I want to tell them, and there's so much, I don't know. Do I do a change tire video, change the oil video? There's a lot that I want to tell them. I'm just stuck because I'm like, how do I format this?
Well, you know, thank you for calling back, and thank you for trusting me to help you through this whole journey, this whole process.
Thank you.
because I am here for you. I want you to know that I am. I mean, I'm not going to walk away at any point until you tell me that, okay, I'm on my own. Let's think about things that you would want to know. Okay. I would forget about changing the tire and changing the oil. By the time that this little guy gets to be 15, 16, we're all going to be driving EVs, right? Okay. So, you know, those life skills are kind of long gone. It gets back to Ian on his prom. My son Ian, he had to wear a tie, right? He didn't know how to tie a tie. So I said to Barry, go teach him how to tie a tie. And Barry comes back and says, it's all done. He tied his own tie. I'm like, what do you mean he tied his own tie? I mean, last time I saw it, it looked like garbage. He's like, no, he did. I went over and sure enough, he's got that Windsor knot going on. And I looked at him. I said, how'd you learn how to tie the tie? He says, well, I watched some YouTube videos. I'm like, oh, okay. So
I see.
Think of things that you can talk to him about that won't be on YouTube. And that goes back to very personal things between you and your son. Maybe how did you come up with the name for him? What did you feel the first time you held him? Right?
Okay. Yes.
What's your favorite band? What's your favorite song? What's the most favorite thing that you've done in your entire life? What did you do as a teenager that got you in totally so much trouble?
Okay. A lot.
A lot. Okay. I often say that thank goodness that we didn't have social media when I was a teenager or in college, because that would have been a really bad thing. Or how about GPS trackers? Oh, yeah, Mom, I'm at the library. Don't worry. Oh, they're just having a concert here at the library, I think. Something like that. I would also talk to him about when you meet the girl of your dreams, I don't want you to fall for the first one. I want you to go for at least go through like at least 3 to 5.
Sure.
Because the girl that you're going to meet in the beginning is not the one. And by the way, here are 3 signs. If she's codependent on you, you don't want her. If she don't work, you don't want her. If she's showing up with 6 babies and 3 baby daddies, you don't want her.
Okay. Right.
What's the greatest lesson that you can pass along to him? Let's not forget about spirituality.
Sure.
And God.
Mm-hmm.
And the role of prayer in his life and how he's going to need to have faith that you and him are going to be together again.
Yes.
And
wonderful.
You are always going to be there for him and to guide him. And he should listen to his gut because that's where you'll be. Some funny pictures. Okay. Some stories behind some funny pictures. Some traditions that you have in your family. Is there anything that you wanted to ask your mom and dad that you didn't, or your grandparents that you just didn't have the chance to? I mean, I would love to have sat down with my grandmother when she came over from Russia and say, how the heck did you come over not knowing a lick of English and you built a window washing business in Manhattan? What?
Okay. Right.
So come up with themes with life milestones. I'll send you a list. And then here's what I want to do. I know you're a member of the community, and I want everybody in the community, we are going to help you, Charles. I'm going to put this up, and then I want everybody in the community to post some questions, and let's pull this together. Let's band together and help Charles. Let's help him as much as we can, because that's our job here. So we'll set up a special section for Charles within the community. There are other resources that maybe we should be telling you about, Caring Bridge, whatever it may be. Charles, we're all going to band together. We're going to be there for you, okay? And I'll send you a list to your personal email. And thanks for your call. Coming right back, we have more here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, there's a Facebook scam spreading. It's tricked 500,000 people. It starts with someone who says, hey, is this you? And it looks like Nick was in the video. You click the video, guess what? Bingo, bang, bang. Don't fall for it. It's not you. Hey, stay right where you are. We have another jam-packed fun show now with the Kim Commando Show. You never, ever want to miss. You're on the West Star Multimedia Network.